Hi, my name is Doug Haig, and I'm privileged to be here and share with you a God story from last Sunday. Iva Edwards is a 91-year-old widow who lives in Swannanoa, and she is housebound because of mobility issues. She's losing her hearing, and she's very lonely, having lost her husband 15 years ago. She also had a huge problem. It's called a huge tree that came down in her backyard, creating a big mess. So she called Swannanoa Valley Christian Ministries and asked, is there someone who can help me with this? Well, that was our assignment. And this assignment of cleaning up a tree at her request gradually morphed into cleaning her house, cleaning out her closets, doing some yard work. And of course, we had one team member that sat face to face and heart to heart with her the entire time to minister to this woman in need. Our motto as our team left the building last week was, you know what, we're good friends going out to do good works in order to gain the favor of the community, which will open the door to the good news. And that is what we did. Now, I came away with three lessons embedded in my heart, and I'd like to share those with you. Number one, last week we had the privilege of doing what God created us to do. Scripture says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And what a joy filled our hearts, living out our purpose in the name of Jesus Christ. The second thing that impressed me was the compassion, not the judgment or the inquiry, that my team members had for Iva. And just like the victim in the Good Samaritan story, he didn't need to be questioned, he didn't need to be judged, he needed help. And our team jumped in and became the hands and the feet and the heart of Jesus for Iva last Sunday. And finally, a beautiful thing happened as God moved on Iva's heart. She, in turn, said, you know what, I want to donate a lot of this, and it was great quality clothing. I want to donate this to Swannanoa Valley Christian Ministry. And in addition to donating this raft of clothes, she also donated all the wood to the wood ministry that this group has for people who can't afford heating in the winter. So all I have to say are two things. Number one is I am so grateful that the leadership of Christ Community Church has a vision for this and has designed the church has left the building. And secondly, I'd say all glory goes to God. And can I get an amen for that?
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. I couldn't figure out why I was really nervous. Then I realized that God stuck me between two pastors. And then I'm just here speaking. So yeah, but so as a young girl, mission trips were very important to me. I was raised in a home that was split Baptist and Mormon, and I chose to go to the Methodist church. So if you put an M in front of the IST, you get Methodist. And so I tell that joke with my friends. But one of the things we used to do is we used to go out on these youth mission trips in town and travel, you know, all over the country. And so when Chris asked if Joel and I would lead a project, saying no wasn't an option. And as soon as he sent out the addresses and he sent the phone numbers, I called Wanda Jo because I am a prepared person, and some of you may know that I'm a volunteer coordinator. And so I drove over to Wanda Jo's house Wednesday afternoon before the project. And the sun was shining, the wind was blowing, there was a beautiful creek running through the property, the azaleas still had flowers on them, and we talked, and what was going to be about 5 minutes turned into about 2 hours of us walking around her yard and hearing her story. She shared with me that as a young girl, she was moved down here at 4 years old with her family from West Virginia, and they moved to Bryson City, and her family built two wooden platforms, one tent for the parents and one tent for the children and a little cook shack, and that cook shack actually became her hospital room when she was diagnosed with viral pneumonia, which is something we can overcome today, but then she was in a coma for 2 weeks at 4 years old and survived that. She's also survived three husbands, all who died of cancer. She has leukemia, and she also has many degenerative discs in her back. So she's had some trials and tribulations. But what the really cool thing about Wanda Jo was is that she never once complained. And she actually is praying for God to keep her alive at 87 years old with all of these challenges so that she can live to see her family become saved. And she actually lived, I didn't say this in the first service, but she actually lives on a property that she can see her daughter's house and her grandson's house is right there. And it was raining that day, so, you know, there was a chance that we could reschedule. There was no lightning, so we didn't reschedule. And Satan was really working hard on my soul. He wanted me to sleep in through that first service. But because Wanda Jo needed us, we were there and ready to work. And so, you know, it just reminds me that it's so important to kind of meet people where they are. And like Doug said, you know, not judge their situation or who they're with. But as I'll push those wheelbarrows with the other, the rest of the group that was there, I started thinking about, I wonder if her family's looking out the window. I wonder if, you know, that little premature baby that's in that house, you know, the blessings that they need and the prayers that they need. And so, you know, God's will is so much stronger than mine or than yours, and he insisted that all 100 to 150 of us were out in the Swannanoa Valley this past Sunday, coming together to lift Jesus up. And why do we do this? Why do we do this? Church has left the building in the most ark-building rain I have ever experienced in my life. We needed to be building an ark. I was sure of it. And it's because Doug stole my scripture, just want you to know. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. We do it all for the glory of God, that through our corporate worship in this amazing valley, that we will make known the love of Jesus to all that we encounter, that we will chase the devil out of our community by sharing the love of Christ with others, that we will do it to build relationships with one another, that we will build community so we can extend the kingdom of God to our neighbors so that they too will be saved. And we do it because we have the joy of Jesus in our hearts, and it's just too much for all of us to keep in.